Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, back from my four-minute mile run. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I did get last week's challenge, so let's remind everybody.
I said start with the name Bannister, as in Roger Bannister. Change one letter to a W, then rearrange the result to spell an adjective starting with B that might describe the Sportsman of the Year award winner. What word is it?
Well, if you drop one of the N's for a W, you can rearrange those letters to spell brawniest.
You can indeed do that.
Which does not describe anyone on this show.
All right, Ian, on August 23rd, 1784, what was then the western part of North Carolina declared itself an autonomous territory called the State of Franklin. It had completely dissolved by 1789, and the land eventually became the eastern part of Tennessee. In honor of what might have at one time become the 14th state, I've brought a quiz about other famous Franklins. On July 31st, 1968, what comic strip introduced a character named Franklin, which reportedly prompted one editor to write, "I don't mind you having a black character, but please don't show them in school together."
Oh my God. Peanuts?
Peanuts is right, yeah. The pseudonym Franklin W. Dixon has been used since 1927 by the authors who write young adult novels featuring what pair of teenage amateur detectives?
I spent a lot of time with the Hardy Boys growing up.
That's right, and the creator of the Hardy Boys, Edward Stratemeyer, also created Nancy Drew. Portraying a character named Mrs. Murphy, who co-owns a soul food restaurant with her guitar-playing husband, singer Aretha Franklin performs one of her biggest hits in what 1980 comedy film?
I have no idea.
I don't believe she was part of the Mission from God.
Oh, Blues Brothers?
Yeah, it's the Blues Brothers. Yeah, she sings Think in the diner, right? And in the Blues Brothers 2000, which was the sequel to that movie, the Murphys don't own the restaurant anymore. They own a Mercedes dealership. The election of 1852 saw Franklin Pierce defeat General Winfield Scott in a landslide victory. Scott was the last candidate nominated by what political party, which saw four of its previous candidates elected to the U.S. presidency?
That was the Whig.
The Whig Party. And the slogan when Franklin Pierce ran was, "We polked you in 1844, we shall pierce you in 1852." All right, and finally, named for a British explorer who led a famous lost expedition throughout the Northwest Territory, the Franklin Range is a small mountain chain on Vancouver Island, which is off the coast of what Canadian province?
British Columbia.
British Columbia is correct. I think you just did a little cross-country tour of Canada in your mind.
Basically.
Well, I can't think of a joke about a Franklin that would have anything to do with Ian's score, so I'll just tell you he went 4 for 5 and then give you a few seconds to think of your own joke here. All right, send us the joke you just came up with, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show or some extra credit or this weekly challenge.
Start with the name Roosevelt, as in Franklin Roosevelt. Change one letter to a C, then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 5 letters in the first word, 4 letters in the second, that describes something that might make a politician nervous. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America, which is near the Roosevelts, and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will reconvene this same time next week.
We will see you then.